California Democratic State Senators Ana Caballero and Susan Rubio and Republican State Senator Shannon Grove authored SB 1414 last year to crack down on buyers of trafficked minors. The new law, which went into effect at the beginning of the month, passed with almost unanimous support and expands on a previous law, 2023's SB 14, which targeted sellers of trafficked minors. Here's Senator Grove.
The good news is that we've received notices from district attorneys across the state where individuals are being busted for human trafficking, and we gave them a tool in their toolbox so that they could put these individuals in prison, specifically if for a longer period of time if they were a repeat offender. The passage of SB 14 was a historic step in the right direction. But after meeting with our survivors and our lived experienced experts, we realized that there are two people that it takes to perpetrate this crime. The seller, which we addressed last year, and the buyer, which we are addressing today in public safety with SB 1414.
This week, the authors of SB 1414 and victims advocates are hoping to bring more awareness to the issue of human trafficking. January is official National Human Trafficking Awareness and Prevention Month. The month is dedicated to raising awareness and educating the public about human trafficking, and also to support survivors, strengthen advocacy efforts, and engage communities in collective calls to action. Brianna Mosley is a former victim of child sex trafficking who now works as a victims advocate.
My childhood and innocence was stolen because I was being sold time and time again, day after day. And each day I woke up and it was like yesterday, pure misery. I didn't get to walk across the stage. I didn't get to go to prom or any dance for that matter, to go to the mall with my friends or skating or anything that a teenager should get to do. Instead, I was being sold and treated like I was less than human, like I was a commodity and as if I wasn't a child. But the thing is, in order to sell something, there has to be a buyer.
According to the Public Policy Institute of California, numbers of reported trafficking incidents in California have decreased slightly over the past few years. But the Institute acknowledges accurate reporting can be tricky. The United States operates a national hotline through which people can report suspected trafficking or seek help. The hotline publishes data on human trafficking cases and trafficked people that have been identified from hotline reports. Dr. Stephanie Powell is a retired vice sergeant with the Los Angeles Police Department and a victims advocate. She says tougher penalties on buyers of trafficked children are necessary to keep numbers of incidents on the decrease. The new law makes it a felony to buy services from sex trafficked minors.
I have witnessed the consequences of human trafficking. I have witnessed sex buyers solicit and agree to engage in commercial sex acts. Trafficking victims have said, as you have heard, the buyers knew how old they were and didn't care, and oftentimes stated, the younger, the better, until I would arrest them, and then they would say, I didn't know she was 15, and get away with it.
While most victims of child trafficking identify as female, victim advocate Shane Harris says boys are also susceptible.
We commonly identify girls and women as victims of trafficking. However, boys are regularly targeted as well. And there's no secret that our children in particular are at the brunt and the most vulnerable to be targeted.
Harris says children in the foster system are particularly at risk. The National Text Hotline for Human Trafficking is 233-733, or Be Free. I'm Teresa Wersbianska, Pacifica Radio, KPFA.